Welcome back. This is an advanced drum and bass composition lesson in Ableton Live, and we're going to use something a lot of producers treat as just seasoning as the actual engine for the whole arrangement. The topic is vocal cadence as a composition guide for DJ-friendly sets. And right away, here's the mindset shift. DJ-friendly isn't only I made a 32-bar intro and a 32-bar outro. DJ-friendly is predictable phrasing, clean energy ramps, and obvious mix moments. Even when the track is doing interesting, musical stuff, vocal cadence is one of the fastest ways to lock all of that in, because it gives you a human, rhythmic blueprint that tells you where the music should breathe, where it should hit, and where it should reset. In this workflow, the vocal is basically your conductor, not because it's the main hook necessarily, but because its rhythm and phrasing will tell you where to place fills, where the bass should answer, where your mix windows live, and where your structure resolves. By the end, you'll have a rolling drum and bass skeleton with a DJ intro, a strong main section with variations that make sense, a breakdown into a second drop that doesn't wreck the count, and a clean DJ outro. Let's set up the session so we don't fight ourselves later. Set your tempo in the 172 to 176 range. I'll assume 174 BPM. 4/4, standard. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That sounds basic, but it keeps your workflow tidy when you're dropping clips in and you want everything to respect phrases. Now create 3 return tracks early. A short verb, around a second, high pass it so it's not clouding the low mids. A long verb, maybe 3 seconds, also high passed harder. And a delay return. Echo works great. Set to eighth dotted or quarter, and filter it so it lives in the midrange and top rather than stepping on the snare. Next, create group buses, drums, bass, music, and vocals slash effects. Even if you're not mixing yet, this is about control and speed. When we start doing DJ safe automation moves, you'll thank yourself. Now, before you write a single note, drop your DJ friendly locator template into arrangement. Do this now, while it's still empty and clean. Locator at bar 1. Intro start. Bar 9. Intro mix point. That's after 32 bars if you're counting from bar 1 in 8 bar chunks. If your Ableton bar numbers differ, the concept is what matters. Mark the end of a 32-bar intro, then drop one at bar 17. Mid-phrase switch or DJ clarity moment at bar 33. Breakdown or tension at bar 49. Drop two at bar 57. Outro start at bar 73. The numbers aren't magic. The phrasing is. We're forcing ourselves into 16, 32, 64-bar logic so a DJ can read your track without guessing. This is one of the biggest differences between tracks that get played and tracks that producers love in isolation. Now we choose a vocal. You don't need a full top line. Drum and bass loves one-liners, ragga bits, spoken phrases, chopped syllables, or a single rap bar with strong pockets. What matters is that the cadence is clear. The rhythm of the voice has to be interesting enough that the groove can react to it. Import your vocal into its own audio track and name it Vocal Main. Turn on Warp. For vocals, try Complex Pro first. Adjust formants somewhere between 0 and 40 depending on how natural you want it, and keep the envelope moderately high so it doesn't smear too much. If it's a shouty, percussive vocal, Complex can actually feel tighter sometimes. Teacher note, your goal here is not perfect grid alignment. Your goal is tight phrasing that feels intentional. Overcorrecting a vocal is one of the quickest ways to kill the swagger. Now find a 2 to 4 bar region where the cadence is clean, hooky, and repeatable. Consolidate it. Command or Control J. Rename it Vox Cadence 4 bar. Now we do the secret sauce. Mapping cadence into a phrase grid. Here's the concept I want you to hold in your head. Cadence hierarchy. Not one grid. 3 layers at once. Layer 1 is macro phrasing, where the sentence ends, often every 4 or 8 bars. Layer 2 is cadence accents, stressed syllables, usually half bar or 1 bar landmarks. Layer 3 is micro consonants, tiny rhythmic hooks, those little T's and K's and P's that can drive ghost notes. In practice, we'll use arrangement locators for layer 1, warp markers for layer 2, and drum ghosting for layer 3. So open the vocal clip and add warp markers only on the important cadence hits. Anchor the emphasized consonants. Don't put a marker on every tiny transient. If you overwarp, the cadence gets stiff, and your whole track loses the spoken feel. Now, in arrangement, every time the vocal resolves, like the end of a sentence or the end of a rhythmic idea, drop a locator. Name them Cadence Resolve A, Cadence Resolve B, and so on. These become your fill points and your micro drop points. Now optional, but powerful. Extract groove from the vocal. Right-click the vocal clip, Extract groove. In the groove pool, set timing around 20 to 40%. Random, maybe 0 to 10%. Velocity at 0%, because we're not trying to make drums randomly quieter. We're trying to make them sit in the pocket. Apply that groove lightly to hats, shakers, ghost snares, maybe a percussion loop. And notice what we're doing. We're not drifting off grid. We're giving the rhythm section the same speech swing as the vocal, but still inside DJ-readable phrasing. Now, build the drums so they answer the vocal. Create a drums group with sub-tracks, kick, snare, hats, tops or amen, and fills. Core D then B grid. Snare on 2 and 4. Then set your kick pattern based on substyle, but for a rolling feel, start with kick on 1. Then add tasteful syncopation. Keep it stable enough that a DJ can count it in a club. On the drums group, put glue compressor. You're not trying to slam it. Just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. 10 millisecond attack. Release on auto, soft clip on. Add EQ 8 if needed. Maybe at a gentle cut below 30 Hz if your low end is getting silly. On hats and tops, high pass them so they don't pollute the low mids. Add light saturation for density. Now the cadence-driven drum variation rule. Whenever the vocal has a strong hit, choose one response. A snare flam very low in the mix. A quiet kick ghost. A hat choke, like muting hats for a 16th or an 8th to create space. Or a micro fill that ends right before the vocal hit. Ending right before is the key. If your fill lands on the vocal accent, it masks it. If it stops early, it frames it. That's how you make the groove feel like it's reacting to the voice. If you want that jungle nod, layer an amen or classic break texture underneath. Slice it with simpler in slice mode or a drum rack. High pass it aggressively, like 250 to 500 Hz, so it's texture, not mud. Think of it as shadow rhythm that supports the cadence. Now bass, and the big idea. Write bass as spoken rhythm, not just notes. Create a bass group, sub, mid-bass, and bass FX. For sub, operator sine wave works. Add slight saturation after it, 1 or 2 dB. Soft clip-on. Sidechain it to the kick with a compressor. Attack a few milliseconds so it doesn't click. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB gain reduction. We want space for the kick. Not an exaggerated pump unless you're doing that on purpose. For mid-bass, wave-eatable is perfect. Two saws, slightly detuned. Modest unison. Now match movement to cadence. Map filter cutoff or FM amount to an envelope whose rhythm fits the vocal phrase. Then place MIDI notes so the movement lands on vocal accents. Here's the insanely effective rolling DNB trick. Treat the vocal as the frontman. When the vocal is active, the bass simplifies. Sustained notes, fewer attacks, more holes. Between vocal phrases, the bass gets chatty. More modulation, small yelps, little stabs. Think of it as an 8-bar dialogue. Bars 1 to 4, vocal leads, bass supports. Bars 5 to 8, bass answers, vocal chops or drops out. Once your mid-bass movement feels good, freeze and flatten it. Turn it into audio. Now you can edit it like a drummer edits a break. Tiny fades, micro nudges. Trimming tails, reversing a tail into a vocal hit. This is where advanced control comes from. You stop hoping MIDI timing will feel right and you start placing it with intention. Now we arrange for DJs using cadence checkpoints. Intro, 32 bars. The goal is mixable identity. Drums and tops establish groove. Bass tees filtered, but no full hook yet. In the first 16 bars, keep it clean. In the second 16, bring in sub and maybe only one or two vocal hits, like a signature tag. Not the full phrase. You're telling the DJ what universe they're in without forcing them to clash with the vocal line during the blend. Teacher note. Many DJs are mixing over 16 to 32 bars. If you put giant fills on every 8 bars in the intro, you're basically fighting the mix. Drop 1. Aim for a 64-bar main section where the cadence drives variation every 8 or 16 bars. First 16 of the drop. Establish the main groove and the vocal cadence hook. Second 16, introduce a response layer. Could be a bass modulation change, a break slice, extra percussion. Then build a DJ clarity moment. Reduce elements for 4 to 8 bars. Pull the vocal out for 4 bars. Keep drums and bass consistent. This is a safe blend window inside the drop, which is a huge reason certain tunes get rewound and double dropped. Then bring the vocal back with edits, stutters, chops. Callouts. Here's a cadence checkpoint technique that feels pro. At the end of each 16, do a one-beat vocal mute and a reverse reverb into the next phrase. You can set this up with an audio effect rack. One chain dry. One chain reverb only at 100% wet. Then automate chain selector or volume so the reverb swells in. but the dry vocal stays clean and the downbeat is uncluttered. Breakdown. 8 to 16 bars. Tension without losing the DJ. Keep a metronomic element like a closed hat or shaker, so the count is never ambiguous. You can stretch or repitch the vocal here. If you want that old-school pitch behavior, duplicate the vocal and use repitch warp mode. Automate pitch down 2 to 5 semitones into drop 2 for menace, but keep an ear on intelligibility. Drop 2. Variation, not a new song. Same hook identity, new angle. Swap a snare top, bring the amen a bit louder. Change the bass answer rhythm. Recut the vocal cadence, keep the same cadence landmarks, but reorder microsyllables so it feels fresh without breaking the phrase map. Outro. 32 bars. Clean exit. Remove the vocal early like the first 8 bars of the outro, so DJs can mix without vocal clashes. Keep drum stable, then peel off bass and sub in the last 16. Now mixing control, because if cadence is your ruler, it has to be audible enough to read, without turning the track into a vocal tune. For the vocal chain with stock tools, EQ8, high pass around 80 to 120. Cut mud around 200 to 400 if needed. Add presence carefully around 2 to 5k if it's dull, but don't make it harsh. Then compression, ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so consonants punch through, release 60 to 120. Then a de-desser using multiband dynamics. Tame the high band only when it spikes. Light saturation, half a dB to 2 dB. Then sends, short verb low, delay low and filtered. Critical DNB space move. If vocal and snare fight, don't only EQ. Use dynamic ducking. Put a compressor on the vocal keyed from the snare, and duck 1 to 2 dB on snare hits. That seats the vocal rhythmically. It's like telling the vocal, move with the groove, instead of be louder. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwarp. Too many markers makes the cadence stiff. Don't put vocals everywhere. Leave vocal free windows inside drops, 4 to 8 bars, because DJs will layer other vocals. Don't ignore 16 and 32 bar logic. Random 12 bar ideas might be cool, but they break mixing. Don't place big fills on top of the most rhythmic syllable. This audio version is shortened for playback.